Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
A video game is sometimes only as good as its villain, but here is the problem. Sometimes villains, they just can't seem to get the engine started and have great aspirations, but maybe not the right plans to set them in motion. So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game villains with the worst motivations. Number 10, Dr. Neo Cortex, Crash Bandicoot. Now this is the thing, Cortex is painted as being this Machiavellian evil genius, but if we're being honest, we've only seen that explored, well, once in the 1996 original. He's recognized as an evil scientist, but his main motivations lie in trying to defeat Crash Bandicoot, his one failed experiment, and using Crash's girlfriend as a lure to dispatch him once and for all. So therefore we end up with something very cyclical, with Crash's journey seeming to be that of foiling the plans of the evil Dr. Neo Cortex, and the villain's own motivation simply being, well, trying to stop Crash from doing that. It's a never-ending cycle of conflict between Bandicoot and baddie that seems to be the result of one trying to stop the other. So unfortunately, there's seemingly never any room for more interesting villain motivations for him. Sure, Neo Cortex does get his pals in to help him out, but ultimately, what is the goal apart from just trying to stop Crash Bandicoot? Maybe if he did something else, then maybe Crash wouldn't be able to stop him in the first place. Number 9. Mark Jefferson, Life is Strange. In a twist that nobody saw coming, it's revealed that Mr. Jefferson, Max's famous photography teacher, is Life is Strange's true antagonist. Littered throughout the game's 5 chapters are hints that the pompous rich boy Nathan Prescott is actually hiding some deep, dark secrets, but upon discovering that Jefferson is the puppeteer for Nathan's actions, the player's expectations for the remainder of the story are thoroughly extinguished. Jefferson's motivations are just as shocking as this reveal of his villainy, but unfortunately for all the wrong reasons. After strapping Max to a chair, he explains that his hunt for the perfect photograph relies on the innocence of the subject, and to capture that innocence, he has to do a vast collection of villainous deeds. After binding Max to a chair and revealing his motivations in a very Bond villain fashion, he tells Max that he intends to kill her after the photographs have been captured, but thankfully, Chloe's stepfather intervenes. Surely Jefferson's plans would have been uncovered far prior to the events of this game. And if they weren't, why did nobody suspect him sooner? Well, probably because nobody in their right mind would have believed such a silly motivation. Number 8. William Carver, The Walking Dead Season 2. The overarching desire of most characters in each season of Telltale's The Walking Dead is that of survival. Surviving the harsh weather conditions, surviving tense social disagreements, and above all else, surviving the threat of the hordes of walkers that plague the earth they inhabit. When society comes to a startling halt, there are few who would look like they would take charge. But one of those few is William Carver, who positions himself as a messiah-type figure to the people he intends to protect. However, Carver's gruff, tyrannical methods of survival rely largely on, well, just being a dick. His survival of the fittest mentality is a tremendously overused one in media. And while we are constantly told that his motivation is that of survival, not only for himself but of his people, the player can't help but think it also lies in the pursuit of power. But power over what? The world that we know has fallen, there's no kingdom for him to rule over, instead he's got a crummy abandoned hardware store that he and his group have shacked up in. There is no reason for him to be this bloody angry. Number 7. Arkham Knight, Batman Arkham Knight. After promising that the titular Arkham Knight was an all-new villain to be incorporated into the Batman lore, it was rather disappointing to discover that the man under the mask was none other than former Robin Jason Todd. The character has appeared in multiple iconic storylines, even taking center stage in Batman Under the Hood, so when seasoned comic fans witnessed the unmasking of the game's villain, most were left pretty underwhelmed. And contributing to the flat reveal was surely his villainous motivations, as they mirror that of his comic counterpart. The Arkham Knight joins forces with Scarecrow, and his initial motivation for doing so was pretty cryptic, as we were only told that the new villain intended to kill the Batman. However, as he's unmasked, the true reason for his existence and journey was propelled by the very same revenge arc that the comics had also instigated. Jason blames Batman for abandoning him at the hands of the Joker, and his newfound vigilanteism is born of frustration towards the Caped Crusader. A rationale befitting of a rebellious teenager. The Arkham Knight's motivations may very well have been the source of intrigue had we not already seen it all before. Number 6. Team Magma, Pokemon Ruby. By the third generation of Pokemon titles, the formula of catching pocket monsters and battling your way through to the Pokemon League and beyond had been so thoroughly perfected, and so your jaunt through the Hoenn region was as gleeful as it could have been. That is, until Team Magma's unwanted arrival disrupts the peace. Though Team Magma are by no means the primary reason for the silent protagonist's adventure, there's no denying that their pesky antics provide a bump in the road, as there are tons of encounters with the group that the player must navigate through. Instead of relocating to one of the many other regions in the Pokemon universe, Team Magma instead decide to hatch a rather elaborate plan, that being to erupt Mount Chimney, thus expanding the land. Though Hoenn's plentiful water is well documented, there's no escaping the fact that Team Magma's plot is just a tad unnecessary, given the number of habitable and less saturated locations that are at their disposal already. Needless to say, the player sees their plan thwarted, probably for good reason. Number 5. Lazarevich, Uncharted 2. Nathan Drake's adventure through frosty mountain alcoves, towering Nepalese rooftops and tropical jungles in Borneo is one of the finest single-player experiences in the realm of video games, yet the otherwise exemplary title is often criticized for its lackluster villain. Never deviating from his one-note motivation, Lazarevich is as boring as they come, an Eastern European warlord with a thick accent and even thicker neck who's treading the same path as countless other villains that have come before him. And his motivations lie in him finding and drinking the sap from the Tree of Life buried deep in the mythical city of Shambhala, granting him otherworldly strength and vigor. Now, a great Uncharted story is never quite complete without a villainous presence breathing down Nate's neck, and Lazarevich does succeed in doing so, but when the pair meet one final time at the roots of the fabled tree, the warlord's motivation for being there rather spoils the final showdown. Because look at the situation, scores of guardians who fell victim to the sap's effect were quickly overcome by his crew. So why the hell would Lazarevich be so quick to use it? Number 4. Matthias, Tomb Raider 2013. You'd be forgiven for not actually remembering Matthias and his inclusion in 2013's Tomb Raider reboot, as his characterization was actually one of the few blemishes on an otherwise superb experience. The leader of the Solari Brotherhood, he was stranded on the island some 30 years prior to the events of the game. After attempts to leave the island, he became a devout follower of the Sun Queen and the last ruler of the island. Believing himself to be working towards the resurrection of the Queen, his villainous motivation is to transfer her soul into Lara's friend Sam's body, as Sam is a descendant of the people of the island. His intentions are fitting of a man who's been stranded on a hostile island for so long, as all rationality seems to have gone out the bloody window. The promise of departure from the island was enough for him to blindly believe such kooky tales, and his susceptibility towards indoctrination was developed over 3 decades of solitude. But it doesn't erase the fact that luring a 20-something woman to her death in the hopes of revitalizing an ancient Sun Queen is more than a little bit ridiculous. Number 3. Bowser, Super Mario Odyssey. Bowser's seemingly annual capture of Princess Peach is perhaps the most overused cliche in video games, and though Super Mario Odyssey is an excellent game throughout, Mario's mission to save the princess does somehow feel even more ridiculous this time around as a result. Peach has always been Bowser's ultimate elusive prize, but the player is so rarely given a reason as to why his relentless efforts to capture the princess even occur. It's not something that we really ever truly need to know, and after Super Mario Odyssey presents Bowser in a dapper wedding outfit intending to forcefully marry the princess, his motivations surely aren't at the top of any gamer's Christmas list moving forward. Now, logic and rationality surely aren't something that is expected of Super Mario titles, but this villainous motivation somehow still managed to be a step in the wrong direction. Number 2. Citra, Far Cry 3. Though not explicitly labelled a villain throughout Far Cry 3's campaign, Citra's alluring aura would prove to be the undoing of protagonist Jason Brody should the player decide to betray the friends that he worked so tirelessly to save and protect. Her motivations towards Jason are vague at best. Her influence over both the people and Jacinth is significant, however, with her relationship with the latter building over the course of the game. Depending on the ending that the player selected, we learned that her true intention was to conceive Jacinth's child before promptly murdering him, thus creating the perfect warrior who would then lead the tribe. Now, this fate can easily be avoided by choosing to protect his friends, and Citra's plea for Jacinth to stay with her is the only time that she doesn't have control over a situation. She was once an intriguing piece of the Rook Islands mystery, but her intentions towards Jacinth were only truly revealed in a multiple choice ending, and the reveal of her motivations should you decide to follow that ending were abrupt, underwhelming, and profoundly silly. And number one, Scott Shelby, Heavy Rain. Serving as one of Heavy Rain's four playable characters, Scott Shelby is arguably the most engaging of the bunch. A jaded former cop-turned-private detective, we're led to believe that Shelby is rounding up evidence from the families of the Origami Killer's victims in the hope of bringing the culprit to justice. Little did we know, however, that Shelby would, in fact, be revealed as the game's final villain, collecting potentially damaging evidence with the intention of destroying it. Nothing would justify these atrocities he committed, but the motivations given to him by developer Quantic Dream were not simply worth the effort of providing any rationale at all. The heinous acts that he committed were solely to find a man who had all the will and desire to save his child, contrasting the cowardly drunken acts of his own father. This motivation somehow makes even less sense when, depending on the choices the player made, Shelby doesn't let Ethan and Sean leave that easily. Shelby's game is foiled and Ethan has overcome the towering obstacles that were put before him. It's almost as if the game never expected Shelby to reach the conclusion. And when he did, his already ridiculous motivations were completely abandoned. Cheers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.